Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 30th of May. The US debt ceiling farce continues to limp towards a conclusion, with lobbying and posturing by various politicians. In Congress, the House Rules Committee will consider how to consider the deal ahead of the vote tomorrow. Markets seem reasonably optimistic that political extremists will not be able to derail the agreement to raise the debt ceiling. In the United Kingdom, the May British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index rose 9% year over year. This is not inflation, only the price of things sold in stores, but it is an area of the economy where profit-led inflation is more likely to occur. Profit-led inflation tends to occur at the end of supply chains, where companies can persuade customers to accept higher prices, in effect reducing, albeit temporarily, the price elasticity of demand. The British Retail Consortium, which of course is an organisation representing retailers, gave a long list of reasons behind recent higher prices. The reasons mentioned did not include expanded profit margins, because the first rule of profit-led inflation is you do not talk about profit-led inflation. In the glittering wonder that is the euro, we have the May Spanish consumer price and the April Italian producer price data. Neither are perhaps first-tier economic statistics, but in an environment where every price data point is overanalyzed, they are likely to attract some attention. There's also a certain amount of ECB chatter, but the assumption is that the ECB is raising rates on autopilot, so insightful analysis doesn't really come into it. In the United States, there are some sentiment opinion polls, with all the unreliability such data brings along with it. The Conference Board consumer sentiment data is presumably just as riven by partisan bias as its University of Michigan rival. We do have the Dallas Fed Survey of Manufacturing, which is always a delight, not because of the data itself, which is just meaningless noise, but because of the comments section. The Dallas Fed Survey comments section is a must-read for anyone in the markets, as it's a reminder of the sort of people who bother to fill in surveys. That's all for today. Have a good day.